This is WILO Frankfurt.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfurt Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
After surgery, getting back on your feet isn't always easy. Milner Community Healthcare is here to support you throughout your recovery process. We offer the perfect environment for you to heal and get stronger. A speedy recovery and returning our patients home as quickly as possible are our primary goals. We're honored to be a quality-rated nursing facility and have served our community since 1971. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare for short-term rehabilitation.
Want to make your yard the wow yard of the neighborhood? Then call Jeff Hardesty and let him create a landscape masterpiece for you. His crews are accredited or certified in the landscaping industry. Not just a bunch of guys with a truck and a shovel. Real landscapers, you know what I mean. For quality installation, innovative experience and design, it's always Hardesty Landscaping. Don't hire another landscaper until you talk to Jeff. Call him at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
One place it makes no sense to shortcut or put off is putting a quality roof over your head. That's what Welty has been doing since 1937.
Hi, Ryan Welty here. You can count on us to take care of you with honest advice, excellent materials, and quality construction backed up with our Welty promise. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Don't forget about Welty's 50-year metal roof, too. Serving Central Indiana from 1-800-466-7231.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. Clinton County DailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
And welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, and Compass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is Kathy Martin from Healthy Communities, the Clinton County Coalition. Kathy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Not too bad.
How's things in the world of healthy communities these days?
They're staying busy. It is warm outside, but that doesn't mean that we're staying inside. So.
That's pretty good. That, you know, you're still keeping busy, and it's, you know, supposedly the dead time of year for summer, but that's not the way it is for you guys, is it?
It isn't. Usually this is a slower time for us, but this year we just have a lot of grants going on, which is a good thing. We've been out working at Suncrest on a physical activity grant, working in their garden, working on their playground equipment. We've been working with the Smoke-Free Fair, so we're staying busy.
Let's talk about the Smoke-Free Fair since that's coming up here in about another 2 weeks or so. So explain exactly what the Smoke-Free Fair is.
Yep, that means that any activity that is at the fairgrounds during the week of the fair, they are all smoke-free. So we don't have a smoking area or anything like that. It is smoke-free, and that's to keep everyone safe from the dangers of secondhand smoke. That's with the kids, adults, everyone. So we have the junior leaders that pass out fans for us. We'll be at the parade passing out some of those fans as well, just to encourage everyone to stay smoke-free at the fair.
That's been going on now for, what, 3-4 years now?
Yep, this is our third one.
Third one? How's it been received in your mind?
Pretty good. We've had some people that just didn't realize or didn't know, and we've gone up and just asked them to not smoke on the fairgrounds, and they have taken that in stride, and they've been very grateful that we just tell them about it and that it's just to protect the kids.
To me, for some of the people who come out there, you know, you wonder, like, okay, you guys, I know you smoke a lot. But I'm surprised it would just be that easy going about it, though.
Yep, and so far they have been. I think it helps that the junior leaders are really, you know, heading this off for us. And they're saying, you know, this is for us. This is our fair, too. And we're here with our projects, our animals. You know, we want to be safe from the dangers of secondhand smoke while we're in the barns, while we're out doing our projects.
you know, not only does it affect, you know, not only does it affect the people who smoke, the people who are, the kids who are around it, also affects your animals too.
It does. Yep, it affects the animals as well.
So you were talking about a playground over at Suncrest. So what are you doing over at Suncrest?
So with our physical activity grant, we are doing some repainting for the hopscotch area, the basketball goals. But then we're also making all the playground equipment wheelchair accessible. So we want to make sure that all kids can be physically active. And so Suncrest has graciously partnered with us in this project. And we're making it so all the kids can play and be out there.
And also, Suncrest has been one of the ones that really been kind of aggressive, because they got a couple of areas out there in the last year. So talk a little bit about those too.
Yes, they have a walking path that they use quite a bit for physical activity. And Millstone donated part of 65, where they had ground up part of that concrete, and they came out and put that down. So no matter the weather, that walking path and area can be used. They use it quite a bit for some of their fundraisers, their dog jog, but also in the morning for kids that don't walk or bike to school. They do all kinds of activities with the kids that bus to school and do a lap, and that just keeps their minds active. It keeps them awake in the classroom. It keeps their brains thinking and moving and not just sitting at a desk all day.
Then also they've got that, I call it like it's not called dodgeball, but it's sort of like dodgeball area they've got. And I can't remember exactly what it's called right off the top of my head right now, but they got that area as well.
They do. They have quite a bit for the physical activity, and that's great. You know, all the studies have shown that this keeps kids' minds active, and this helps their test scores. This improves things when they can stay active, whether it's dodgeball, whether it's walking around a path, whether it's just playing at recess, that this is good for our kids.
Now, is Suncrest the only one that's doing this, or have the rest of them picked up on this as well?
The rest of them have picked up on this as well. Suncrest is kind of our pilot school right now with wheelchair-accessible playgrounds and that sort of thing. But all the elementary schools here in Frankfort do Walk to School Day, which is a physical activity grant. And then also Rossville does that as well. They end up busing all of their kids to a church. And then they walk all of the students to the school. So that's a big thing.
Then also, I'm sure you guys have got to be thrilled about all the work we're going to be doing on sidewalks for help us for safe routes to school.
Absolutely. Yes, that is going to help out a lot. And it makes it safer for the kids on tripping hazards. It makes it, cleaner, nicer. We are all about that and getting kids active.
You know, but also it should be good for those who for the older people who like to walk as well. That should be a good thing, because I know if you're not watching what you're doing sometimes, you know, you can trip if you're not real careful.
Yeah, me included.
I include myself on that one.
So, yes, and we know that if the kids want to go walk, then usually families are going with them. This is, all around the families, keeping them active, no matter what it is, getting people out and about and, making sure you stay cool in this hot weather, but still staying active.
And you guys have also got a nature walk coming up at Camp Cullum next month, right?
Yes, July 28th at Camp Cullum. It is a free nature walk. We're going to go around and explore Camp Cullum, talk about the different birds and animals that are there, but also the plant life, and just enjoy Camp Cullum while we do it.
Is there how's the best way to assess a camp walk or a nature walk like that?
So there will be some up down, and it will be a trail walk. So just be aware of that. But otherwise, this should be a walk that almost anybody can do. It's going to be a slower walk. We'll be walking around and looking at the different things.
Okay. Also, you have got another event coming up. Actually, I guess it's next Monday, about some sex trafficking.
Yes. So that is an IPVAP training. So IPVAP is Indiana Trafficking Victims. And they come in and they're going to do a training on human trafficking, what to look for, what to be aware, what to look for in kids, what to tell your kids so they're aware. And they've had cases here in Clinton County that IPVAP has been involved with. So this is a community assessment to kind of know what to look for. And if you see these red flags, if you see these signs, who do you report them to? What are the steps that you need to take? It's a free event, but please RSVP so we know. A light lunch will be included. It's just going to be an hour from 12 to 1.
Yeah, but the other thing I don't think people quite realize is that this state is kind of a little nasty secret. Scott, this is not a very good area for that kind of thing we're talking about.
Exactly. The crossroads of America is Indiana, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. Especially the I-65 corridor, that is a big thing for human trafficking. So it's something that we need to be aware of, and we can't bury our heads in the sand. We need to know about this.
Do you think we are just getting started in this area, or have we progressed at all on this matter yet?
you know, I think we're just kind of getting started, but that's why we need to make people aware of it, keep people in the forefront, and get up to date.
What kind of things, you know, of course it's summertime, and I know, especially on days like this, and what has been here for the last couple of days, it's kind of nasty to be out and about because there's not much breeze, and it's kind of very warm. But what should we be trying to do to help ourselves stay fit and active and those kind of things?
We always have the YMCA, and the TPA pool is now open. Anything that you can get out and about and start doing, even if it's in your house, doing 10 push-ups a day, that's going to help your heart. That's going to help your circulatory system. That's going to get you moving. So just don't be sitting inside and watching Netflix all day. I know it's cooler in there, and I'm going to do that too. But just staying active, getting up, walking around your house, doing a couple laps. You can do these things in the air conditioning too. Go to the YMCA and, you know, ride the bike for a little while. They have all kinds of classes over there as well.
How many calories does housework burn off?
I would say a lot to my husband. I would tell him it's a lot.
Yeah, I've just got a little, you know, efficiency apartment, a studio apartment, and it's you can get going in there pretty good.
Exactly.
If you're not careful. So I need to go ahead and take a break here real quick. Our sponsors are Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, and Compass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade kitchens for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
Our Encompass mobile banking app allows you to check balances, view transaction history, transfer funds, and pay loans on the go. You can even apply for a loan via our mobile app, too. Our app is very easy to download and install, and if you run into any problems, we're here to help. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. We're an equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA. Online at EncompassCU.org.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hi folks, this is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfurt. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338. Or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, and Compass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is Kathy Martin from Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. You've already touched on a little bit, but also you guys have decided to get going on community gardens this year, haven't you?
We have. We have a community garden over at the Boys and Girls Club, and we planted no less than 15 rows of vegetables in the garden. We already have radishes that are coming on. If anyone would like radishes, they're welcome to go out and pick them at the garden. Everything is labeled in the rows, or you can stop by our office and we have some there as well.
So also, but what all kind of vegetables are you going to have in these gardens?
Well, the lettuce and the spinach are pretty close. They're getting ready to come on. We have a few onions that are ready as well. We have the radishes. We'll have tomatoes, peppers, everything from bell peppers to jalapenos and banana peppers. We have carrots. We got a little bit of everything out there.
So what was the impetus for going ahead and doing that this year?
We wanted to go ahead and get it going for a couple reasons. One was to get people involved with the community garden, to get out there. You know, you can go out there for 10 minutes and weed if you want, or you can go out there and just pick some vegetables when they're ready. We want people to be involved with that, to get that healthy food accessibility to them, but also to work with the WIC office and get those food items to the WIC office so they can use those at the farmer's market and other places and get the people the recipes so they know how to use them.
And also, I think Laura mentioned, or maybe you mentioned the last time you were here, the fact you want to get this going in the community area and other communities within the county here as well.
That's correct. Mulberry has a small community garden at one of the churches currently, and we'd like to expand both that garden, but then also in the other communities, and also inside of Frankfort, we'd like to have a couple different gardens for the community to be involved in, to be out there and helping with the gardens.
Also, you've been very much involved with teenage pregnancy and the. Tobacco smoking. I can't say that's not a cessation. And it looks like you guys have had some tremendous success with that, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. That teen pregnancy prevention program, it brought our numbers down in the county by half, and that's huge. And it's not just us. That's the program at large. That's the community at large. There was an issue in the community that we brought to the attention. We brought it to the forefront. And as a community, we have brought that down. So that's huge.
I take it that's been very well received by the public as a whole, and I think some of the families who are involved with that, they're probably are happy with that as well.
Absolutely, and it's not just a one approach. It's definitely many prongs that bring this approach to success, and having the pregnancy programs, having teen pregnancy prevention, bringing that to the classrooms, bringing that at the community level, bringing that at all the different facets in our community has made the difference.
Now, has the Baby and Me thing been a big part of that, or has that been kind of just, you know, it's just been a part that you guys have used to kind of help that along?
Yeah, it's not as much involved in the teen pregnancy prevention part, but it's definitely plays a part in the whole process with that.
Okay. IU Health has started what they call their Safe to Talk. It's to help prevent some teens from committing suicide. What's been your thoughts on that? Have you guys decided to develop anything like that?
No, we are kind of partnering with IU Health with that. So IU has done a training with all of the schools, and Rossville held that training for the administrators. And they have gotten that program started with the schools, and I believe it's going to roll out in the fall. But that's a great program for the schools. Obviously, mental health is something that is at the forefront of, you know, concern for this community. There's, you know, too much teen suicide. There's too much mental health stigma that's being involved. And we need to reduce that stigma. We need to bring help to not only our kids, but also our adults, that it's okay. This is a disease just like anything else, and let's get the help that's needed.
I know the last time you were here, you brought that up. You were talking about how much of an issue mental health is.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, you had that, you know, I believe it was for Brayton Cooper who had that, yep. You had the other run, and you had a tremendous outpouring of people who got involved with that.
We did. We couldn't believe the community support that came from that event, which is, you know, twofold. One, you know, thank goodness that this community has responded to that and, you know, come to those events, but also that this is obviously an issue. People are concerned about it. They want to help. They want to make a difference. And when we went to the Bryson Haynes event, which was in Colfax last week, there was a huge outpouring there too. And we're going to need more events like this to reach all different kinds of people.
How's the best way for people who may know that there's an issue in their family with mental health? How's the best way for them to try and handle it?
So you can actually go online to the suicide hotline, and you can talk to people online. You don't have to call anyone if you don't want to. And it's not just for you if you're thinking about suicide or have those thoughts. It is for that, too. But it's also to get assistance for others. And you can chat online with them. You can text. You can call, anything like that. And that's what they are there for 24/7.
And another thing, I don't know how much you're exactly involved in, I know Laura's been involved with it, is the Narcan training sessions. That's still a big thing with you guys, isn't it?
Yep, we partner with the Clinton County Health Department with that Narcan training, and that is for any lay individual. You can come in and be trained with the Narcan, and you receive a Narcan kit.
Now, when that kit expires, are you guys going to notify the people? And I've got one at home, and I don't know, I forgot when I went. I think it was last summer sometime. Are you guys going to notify us when those things are supposed to expire? Then how do we go about getting a replacement for it?
Yes, you will get a notification in the mail to let you know that it's expired or if there's any sort of recall, and then those will be replaced. So if you receive a notice in the mail, it will give you instructions on how to get a replacement.
Then probably just go out to where you guys are located. And
yep, that is the case.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. So. You guys happy with the overall progress that you guys have been doing out there?
We are. You know, it's always a never-ending process, right? There's always something new that needs to be tackled with preventative health and just bringing community awareness to certain events. But overall, you know, we feel like that the community is responding in a positive way and that we're making a positive difference. And that's what we're always trying to do.
Now, how long have you guys been going out there?
A long time before I was around. So.
I was going to say, because, you know, when you guys first started, it was kind of like, okay, you're out here, but I really didn't know all that much. And I was like, this kind of like snuck up out of the blue on me. And I'm like, you know, but ever since I've really gotten to know you guys and really everything that you guys do, you guys are a tremendous organization that maybe a lot of people still don't know about.
Yeah, we've heard that some people just still don't know what all we do, or they know one program and maybe not all the others. And that's what we're trying to get out and get our message out. We've done a lot of billboards recently, but, you know, Carol started this Healthy Communities with just one grant, and that was the Tobacco Cessation Grant. And now we run at any given point 15 to 18 grants, and some of them are smaller and some of them are bigger, but just keeping that going and always bringing something back to the community. You know, if there's a need, then, and it's preventative health, let us know and we'll try to find a grant and things for it.
And you mentioned the magic person, Carol Price.
Absolutely.
She's been everywhere, but she has done a tremendous job wherever she's been.
Yes. And without Carol, we wouldn't be here, you know, from the beginning to even now. And even though she's retired, she is still instrumental in everything that we do.
She's never going to retire.
No. And that's good. We want to keep her around.
Yeah. She's still doing grant writing for you and everything else.
She is.
And, I love her to death. She's a sweetheart. She really is. What kind of new ventures have you guys got on the horizon coming up here?
Well, we're getting ready to expand our insurance navigation to the region, not just to Clinton County. So we will be expanding to Tippecanoe, White, and Carroll counties. And part of our programs already reach that region, the Baby and Me program, the tobacco cessation, child injury prevention. So not only doing the insurance navigation there, but also letting people know in the region that we are here to help with your preventative health needs.
Is that now going to be the next big push for you guys, is to get out in the region more than what you've been?
Depending on what the other counties need, we know that Tippecanoe County doesn't have a Baby Me program. They don't have a tobacco cessation program right now. So trying to fill those gaps. And some people, maybe they live in Frankfort, but they're working in Tippecanoe County. And so they don't always see the things that we do unless they're going to work. So just reaching out in that way to also reach our Clinton County people.
But also, I would think, you know, maybe I don't know how it is in other counties, but I'm thinking things like your Narcan, your mental health, and you know, those kind of things. I'm sure I've got maybe not being as done as well and out of the region as you're trying to do here.
Yeah, that's true. And we're trying to partner with some people that are already in the different counties. Carroll County has a couple organizations that work on mental health and that have things with drugs and opioids. So partnering with them and how we can help them, you know, get that message even further across to people.
What is the next big event or events coming up for you? What are you going to be doing here the rest of the summer probably?
Well, the rest of the summer with the IPVAP training, we also have the Smoke-Free Fair, which will be a big one for us. And then it's already getting ready to go back to school, which is hard to believe. But we'll be ramping up quite a bit after the fair to get going on school stuff again.
Yeah, school starts the 8th of August.
Yes, and it's coming up quickly.
Coming up very quickly. So, also, when do you guys do your car seat for your infants? Is that a September, October thing?
Yep, we'll have the National Car Seat Safety Week will be in September, and we'll be doing a project in Tippecanoe County. We're going to partner with a couple people there to do a car seat inspection station. And then we're also partnering with Susan Casper State Farm this year to do one here in the county. They're going to partner with us, and we'll have an event over at the Frankfort High School parking lot again in September. But if you need any inspections, you can always stop by our office and call and make an appointment. We'll do those anytime on a one-on-one basis and then do the big inspection station in September.
Any big items left for yet this year? You're halfway through the year now. Anything big that you want to get done yet this year that you haven't gotten quite to yet?
Well, usually that comes from Laura when she says, let's do a 5K. So hopefully she's not listening right now and coming up with too many major ideas. But, you know, we're always staying busy with events coming up and big things. We'll do our community baby shower in October. That'll probably be our next really big event that'll be coming up.
I'm just trying to think of all the events that I go to that you guys have got. Yeah. And I was just like, I got to try and remember them all because I can't remember them all.
Yeah, I can't either. And I work there.
Okay, anything else you want to bring up before we really let you go here?
I don't think so. Just give us a call if you need anything when it comes to preventative health. If you have any ideas or if you need anything, feel free to let us know. We'll take any of that from the community.
Best way to get a hold of you guys, and do people really know where you guys are? Okay, you're kind of hidden away.
We're a little bit hidden. We are behind the hospital in one of the medical buildings. IU graciously gives us that office space back there. You can give us a call, 659-6063, or just search for us online, and you can see all of our programs and how to contact us.
Have you guys ever thought about maybe moving to a bigger building?
Well, we keep expanding, so it looks like that might be a thing long term here.
I don't know exactly where you can move to.
I don't know either. So we like where we are, but we are kind of hidden.
How much does having IU Health there benefit you guys?
It's a great benefit. It was a benefit when St. Vincent was there, and it's a benefit with IU there as well. It's very easy for the doctors to say, hey, go over and see Libby for pregnancy, or, you know, go get insurance navigation, whatever that is. And with Open Door right there as well, that's been huge for us, back and forth on both sides. So for us to refer to IU doctors, for us to refer to Open Door, and vice versa.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Kathy Martin from Healthy Communities, thanks so much. I greatly appreciate it. That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors have been Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, and Compass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Ivy Tech Community College, we're changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Everybody have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.